Last episode, I provided some background regarding idioms in general and Hebrew idioms specifically. There are over 1,000 Hebrew idioms found throughout Scripture. Yeshua not only taught and disguised Jewish parables, but used idioms as well. Today, we will begin looking at some of these idioms. In past episodes, I discussed being born again as a Jewish concept. This is but one idiom used by Yeshua. One commonly misunderstood idiom is to bind and loose, Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19 from the King James Version. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. What is commonly understood by believers when they read this verse is that to bind means to restrict and to loose means to release. This is our current cultural and literal understanding of these words. However, not only does meaning get lost in this translation, but also the cultural understanding does not translate. Reading from the Complete Jewish Bible, the same verse with Jewish cultural influence applied, it reads, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you prohibit on earth will be prohibited in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Therefore, to bind means to prohibit, and to loose means to permit. The keys of the kingdom of heaven had been given to Kepha, also known as Peter, in verse 18, whereby authority is being transferred from Yeshua to Kepha regarding making messianic halakha or messianic law. When we apply this authority given to Kepha by Yeshua with Matthew 18 in chapters 15 through 20 regarding when two or three are gathered in Yeshua's name, this is referring to the authority to make messianic halakha or messianic law. We have an example of this in Acts chapter 15. The council at Jerusalem, dealing with the issue of Goyim coming to faith in the Jewish Messiah and what is to be done. Kepha demonstrates loosing when he permitted Gentiles to be part of the Messianic community without circumcision, Acts chapter 15 and verses 7 through 11. Yaakov or James demonstrated binding when he prohibited Gentiles from partaking in certain pagan practices, Acts chapter 15 and verses 13 through 21. During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath, to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry in Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.